Avalanche report for Monday, the 31st of March 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a storm force wind from northerly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs will form on Monday, especially adjacent to ridgelines. The fresh wind slabs can in some places be released by a single winter sport participant. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Avalanches can in some cases reach medium size. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released in isolated cases by individual winter sport participants. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on steep, little-used shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters and on steep, little-used west and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. In isolated cases, avalanches can also release deeper layers of the snowpack. And now the snowpack. In some regions, up to 20 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The wind will be strong to storm force. The new snow and wind slabs will be deposited on soft layers, in particular on steep shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, especially on little-used west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies in particular above approximately 2,200 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 1st of April 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.